The market has been making investors crazy, trying to decide what is worth buying now and what is dangerous, what is troublesome. Well, we're going to talk about what's headed for trouble with Kyle Guskey from New Constructs. This is The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they basically bring together cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in on securities at the bottom up, so that normally people are looking from the top down and things are skin deep. So you look at the numbers and you just kind of take them at face value and you go,
"You are so good looking."
At New Constructs, they basically don't take those things at face value, and instead they wonder,
"Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?"
It is possible. And when they find that the numbers are misleading, when they get truer valuations based on their bottoms-up analysis, they find that sometimes things are misleading. If something looks good from the top down, but in actuality is a trap waiting to be set, that is misleading and dangerous. If, by the way, something is the opposite of that, it maybe looks a little ugly from the top down, but they find out that the underlying conditions are poised to make things move well, well, that would be attractive. If you want to learn more about their most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to the website, newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. So if there's more about our discussion today that you want to get in on, you can see more of their thinking and their explanations at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Zendesk and IQVIA.
Danger, danger.
Zendesk and IQVIA. Zendesk is ticker Z-E-N. IQVIA is ticker symbol I-Q-V. If they're there together, well, they have to have something in common that is going on and is wrong. What's the problem here?
So these are actually two previous Danger Zone picks that have benefited greatly from a bull market. Now that we see the volatility coming back, the momentum's kind of end a little bit. Stocks are turning around the other way. And we think they could be two risky stocks in a highly volatile market right now.
So risky stocks in a volatile market, well, we know that's never going to make people happy, but what makes them particularly risky? What are the characteristics that make them stand out as ultra risky in this volatile market?
So when you look at Zendesk, we see that, you know, a bull market allowed them easy access to capital. They could heavily compete with the giants of the tech world that they're going up against. That capital dries up, it might be a little harder to do that. And unfortunately, even with the bull market that's been going on, they've grown revenue great, you know, 45% compounded annually since 2014. When we look at the actual core earnings of the business, they've fallen, they're negative, and they're continuing to fall since that time. The ROIC, NOPAT margins of the business are well below its competitors, and they're going up against some of the biggest tech firms in the world with some of the, you know, most resources available. So we see the valuation disconnect with those fundamentals, especially based on competition they're going up against.
It's a volatile market for every stock. Are you suggesting here that the volatility and the high risk level is somehow masking the problem here, and that, you know, it would be easy to pass these off as, yeah, well, these are just risky stocks in a volatile market? And if that's the case, then what is the potential trigger that makes these stand out for the worse from all those other risky stocks in a volatile market?
So I think mainly it is valuation. As the market gets more volatile, people are going to start looking at the actual cash flows of the business, reevaluating some of their positions. Some of these high growth companies like Zendesk or some of the, you know, cutting edge analytics firms like IQVIA. And when they reevaluate and they see the fundamentals don't look great, growth is good on the top line, core earnings going down. Coupled with the valuations, it could be a kind of reconciliation between the two and closing of the disconnect there. We can actually get into the valuation a little bit, because Zendesk is significantly overvalued. IQVIA is just highly overvalued.
Well, Zendesk currently trading in the $70 range. What is a fair valuation?
So we actually looked simply to justify that, you know, mid-70s range, looking at if improved margins from negative 18% to 4% and grow revenue by 30% compound annually for the next 15 years. That's simply to justify the current price. look at a little, more even optimistic scenario, but not quite as high growth. If we assume they achieve 15% NOPAT margin, which is the average of their competitors that we looked at, and they grow revenue by 20% compound annually for the next 10 years, looking at $46 a share.
Ooh, ouch. Okay, IQVIA, that's trading in the range of about $135 a share. What's a reasonable valuation there?
She did a similar analysis there. We look, just to justify current price, need to improve NOPAT margin to 9% from 6%. And they've actually, 9% is their previous company high before they merged between Quintiles and IMS. And margins have actually deteriorated every year since that merger. So it'd be a stark reversal and then actually grow profits by 15% compound annually for a decade just to justify that current price. So then if we look, even if we say, hey, we'll give them credit for that 9% NOPAT margin, they can turn this thing around, even though they're going up against some of the biggest data analytics firms, contract research organizations. They can get that 9% margin and grow profits by 12% for the next decade, looking at $96 a share.
Wow. So still over a 30% haircut. Yeah. And you can see why that puts IQVIA, and ticker ZEN, Zendesk, on the list for the danger zone. Kyle, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kyle Guskey, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. If you want to learn more about all the things they do, if you want to see the most attractive and most dangerous lists, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so check it out if you want more information on the things we were discussing here. And you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, March 9th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. That means more stock talk, this time with Mark Travis from the Intrepid Capital Funds. He'll be here talking stocks when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.